only time can reveal what is really true. The stories and fables of old have lost their value. Times like these, you need to adopt new ways to live. Trying to gain the upper hand despite the pain you feel. But we live in a land where it's never too late and it's always all good. Welcome to the priesthood. Good morning, Bach family. It's your boy Young Ben Miles coming back to you. I promised that part two to that Kanye West episode. I gave you the part one. I kind of delved into a different thought pattern when I was recording that episode. I had written down a lot of different song and lyric references that I wanted to point out and give to you, just to outline, you know what I'm saying, who Kanye has been over the past few years, not even few years, over the past decade, you know, to us, how he's always spoken out, spoken up, use his voice, use his platform, use his personality, use his gifts to, you know, take it a step further and really reach young people, really reach all people across the world. And I mean, for anyone that hates on that and has ill will towards that, I mean, I just don't really know what to say to you, honestly, because he's done it. He's done it over and over again. But to jump into this part two, I really am going to stay focused here. I promise. And because I wanted to, he had a very interesting interview on the Big Boy TV station. It's on YouTube if you haven't seen it yet. I'm pretty sure a lot of you have seen it. But he really goes into and explains a lot of his just reasoning for his album, Jesus is King, and just where his new thoughts and beliefs stand now. And, you know, of course, me, I watched it several times because, you know, each time, you know what I'm saying, you get something different from what someone is saying. And, you know, I jotted a few notes. I mean, that's just how thorough I am. You know, I wanted to really point out and give you the points that I received from what he was saying. I feel like I understand this man to the T. I do. And granted, he does go off into his tangents and sometimes it doesn't make clear logical sense. But I feel like his ending points always have like a message. But starting out, when the interview first dropped, it's probably been like a month ago now. But when the interview first dropped, everyone was talking about like one of the profound statements he made as far as like culture. And I'm using quotes on that, quote unquote, the word culture, because we've been throwing it around here for the last 3 years, claiming this is culture, that is culture, do it for the culture. But what does that mean exactly? And we have to sit back and analyze when we say we're doing it for the culture, what actions or, you know, what are the things that we are doing that aligns with our culture? Do we even know what our culture is? Who designed our culture? These are all interesting questions, you know what I mean? And he posed those in the interview. And he said, shit, I'm not going to do it for the culture no more because I don't even think the culture really aligns with us being uplifted, us being, you know, edified in the right manner as, and I'm saying us as melanated people, the culture isn't uplifting us. You feel me? So he said, now I'm going to do it for Christ. And I got you, bro. I understand where you're going with that because, like I just said, a lot of the things that we have aligned with culture, you know, they kind of up in the air. And I am a person of balance. Balance. Balance is my word, and I apply it to everything. I try to, at least. And let's just be real about it. As of now, our culture is defined by... shit, I don't even really know. I mean, what is the metric of measure of, you know, you being someone of the culture, you being for the culture? Yes, I understand, you know, hip-hop at its root, what it meant. Breaking rules, being rebellious, going against the system. Cool, got that. Have we strayed far away from that? I think we have taken a left turn, but I don't think we have strayed from us being rebellious in our at our core, us going against the grain at our core. That's in us. That's in our DNA. That's in our genetics for sure. But we have kind of we have allowed other people who aren't the same as us, who aren't the same as us biologically, to kind of dictate what we do, how we do it. You know what I mean? Y'all understand where I'm going with this? So, you know, if having jewelry, having cars, having houses, having, you know, money in the bank is the metric for our culture, you know, and showing it off and being as flashy as possible, cool. I mean, I'm not going to... there's a reason behind everything, but I'm not going to say that's not part of our culture. I can't dismiss that completely. You know, some people are completely against wearing jewelry. Some people are completely against having, you know, foreign cars and all that. But I feel like that's a part of us innately. If you take it way back in time to like the old Mesopotamian, like civilizations and Egyptian civilizations, that is normal for them. To be draped in gold, to have they horse and carriages sitting on gold 24s and 32s, you know what I'm saying? Having their houses laid out in rubies and stuff like that. That is our culture at its core. That's normal to us. You know what I mean? But it gets corrupted when we allow someone else to profit off of us, when we aren't the one dictating what's cool and dictating, you know, what should be had by us. We are letting someone else dictate that. And it isn't completely right to say, oh, you know what I mean? Dang, he got it. You know what I'm saying? I need to chase after what he got. He got a Bentley. He got a Rolls Royce. You know what I'm saying? He got them diamond Cuban links on. I need to chase after that. You know what I mean? And that's what Kanye was basically saying. We have created a cycle for especially younger, impressionable minds to, you know, trying to look at this thing as an icon, as something I need to look forward to, as something I need to chase, when it's not even about that. It's not about that at all. It's crazy because I was sitting in the car dealership yesterday getting some things done to my car, and I got into a pretty good conversation with an lady, and I just find my way into these conversations now. I feel like it's pretty much all ordained by the universe for me coming in contact with these people, because I always try to make myself available and open when I am kind of in certain situations, especially when I know I'm going to be around people. I do be having anxiety sometimes because, like, dang, like, oh, you're talking to me too much. Let me give you my space. You know what I mean? But I do enjoy conversations with other people. You never know where people's heads are at. It's so interesting to me. But, she, you know, she was very, very friendly, was talking to me. And she was encouraging me, whether she knew it or not. You know, it's just saying that, you know, everyone has a right and a way that they are going to impact, you know, this world. You have a very short period of time, so why not take advantage of it and dive as deep as you can into your abilities as a person, whatever they may be. Dive as deep as you can and go for that. And to wrap up my point here, I feel like Kanye is saying that to us, because further along in the interview, he goes into his little rant. He says, hey, you know, all the kids in, you know, Palo Alto and MIT, you have the ability to change the world. These apps you're working on, this technology you're working on, don't let it get sullied by a university trying to use it for something else. You dictate what it needs to be used for. You have that power to tune in to exactly what needs to be done. Not only for, you know, the youth, but, you know, future generations to come. So I'm gonna leave it at that on that point. But I feel like that was very profound by him. You know what I'm saying? What is the culture? Who is designing the culture? Another good point he made, he was like, and this has to do with culture as well. He says, the most racist thing someone can tell me is I should choose something based on my race. Oh, man. He said something when he said that. I should choose something based on my race. So basically, it's almost like, and I see it all the time, and I've said this to my brother a lot, being black has almost been cultivated to be a religion. Think about it. If you are Islam, Christian, Buddhist, you have a certain, you know, ideology that you abide by that, you know, categorize you as those particular religions. You have to think in that manner. So if we're turning, and if being black is being turned into that way, it's basically saying that, damn, because I'm black, I cannot think outside of this train of thoughts or this particular way because I'm black. That is the most racist thing, is what he's saying someone can tell me. And I kind of agree with that, because I'm a person that I've always just naturally have done things outside of the grain. You know what I mean? I have my moments where I've been, you know, pushed into a certain box, pushed into a certain path, and it'd be hard for me to stick to it, and just because I want to add my own input, I want to add my own style to it. You know what I mean? That's stereotypical. We don't realize that we do that. Okay, I'll give you an example. When all these, you know, shootings and police brutality things type events happen, everyone isn't going to stand on the side of, oh, we are against the police. We are, you know, we are battling black and white. We are battling white supremacy. Everyone is not going to stand on that front line. Yes, like I've said so many times previously, yes, a system exists. But, bro, if we have to look past that and be able to get into our own power. I'm going into a different topic. But to keep it moving. Man, I love this analogy that he made. This was kind of in the middle of their interview. He was talking about how his mental had been distorted, and he was, you know, on the pills, and he was just battling addictions. And this was also during the time, which I'm still up in the air after, if you guys remember, Take Your Minds Back a few years, him being on stage on tour, he went on the crazy rant saying Google lied to you, Google lied to you, all of that. And if you can recall, that night, you know, supposedly he had been admitted into a hospital, where later came out that, you know, the mental thing was going on. But when he was displayed back to the public, his first image in the public was him coming out with Trump. And me and my dad said this both, like, bro, like, we seen that image, it was on the TV, and he was standing right by Trump. He had the gold in his hair. We had never seen him dye his hair before. It just looked crazy. Everything just looked weird. It felt weird. And my dad said, dang, Brandon, you see that? He don't like he got no soul in his eyes. Like, he just looked dead and lost. And I was like, dude, I see exactly what you're saying. Like, it just looked crazy. So I don't really know what happened in between that moment. But after that, that is when, you know, he kind of started gaining the weight and all that. It was just kind of just a different space he was in And I don't want to speculate, and you know, I can go into the conspiracies. Y'all know I can, and I will, but also at that time, people had forgot. His memory had been zapped. It had been lost. Remember, his friends around him were saying, yo, he's regaining his memory back. So how did this man lose all of his memory? That's weird to me, you know what I mean? But he's back now, you know what I'm saying, his own way. But I keep going off topic. But the analogy that he made, this has to do with the mental thing. He said, you know, if you look at Kobe Bryant, right, he had this long, illustrious career to where he, you know, achieved all these stats, championships, MVPs, all that good stuff. And, you know, he received treatment after pretty much every game. You know what I'm saying? Every playoff series, he was getting treatment for his body, you know what I'm saying, his mind, everything. And he said, if you compare me, you know, if you have to compare me to that level, he said, for the level of mental game that I'm playing at. And when he says mental game, you got to understand that, I mean, to be considered one of the greatest musical artists ever, you know what I'm saying, musical genius, the things that he has said, and I've given you examples on the part one for how he's put words together to encourage you, to inspire. He said, the level of mental game that I'm playing at, I should be going over to the UCLA hospital every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the public eye every day. You know what I mean? So he's trying to paint the picture of who he has been, who he was, the pedestal that people have placed him on. He wants to get back off of that now, though. He wants to reach back out for the people, is what it's seeming like to me. And we have to be sensitive. And I know it's hard for us as melanated people. We always, dang, bro, nobody care about your problem, bro. Keep pushing, bro. And I'm kind of in that mindset as well. But it's like we have to address what's wrong first before we can keep moving. You know what I mean? I am always down to help people that are trying to help themselves. That is my thing. I got so many bullet points right here. The next one I wrote down, it says, anytime you follow the rules of the way something is supposed to be, you become controlled. You are no longer an individual. Folks think they woke, but are following the rules of woke. And he actually said that in the interview. I rephrased it, but that goes back to me when I said, we are using everything and making it a religion. Being black has become a religion. Being woke, quote unquote, has become a religion. If you think woke is you have to be a certain way, you have to dress a certain way, you have to dress in certain cloths and head wraps and have some certain earrings and certain rings and necklaces and all this stuff. That's following a certain mantra or a certain look of being woke. Being woke has nothing to do with knowing all the facts of knowledge of food and where our history came from, where our, just all of that stuff that you see on Instagram and people have become vegans and, you know what I'm saying? You have to still remain in touch with reality. All being woke is becoming self-aware, becoming conscious of who you are. That is it. That is literally it. Learning about yourself. Being able to address traumas, being able to address mental illnesses about yourself. You know what I mean? Things that are holding you back from striving. You had this image in your mind of something that you want to be, but the things that are holding you back, you heal them about yourself. That is what being woke is about. And yes, you may come into an aspect where you want to teach, where you want to help people. But don't apply that to everybody else. Everybody not going to want to teach. Everybody not going to want to help. You know what I mean? Everybody helps in their own different way. So I felt like that was a great point by Kanye right there, because people do that and you see it all the time. Like, you got to be a certain way. You got to carry these stones on your hip. You know what I mean? You got to have on this many toe rings. Like, it'd be crazy what people get into when they feel like, they go, I'm woke now. I'm woke. You know what I mean? And, you know, being someone that has been living this conscious lifestyle for, you know what I'm saying, a few years now. And I feel like I went to the, as far as like that knowledge shit, I feel like I really researched deeper than a lot of people out here. But I'm not going to be the one to beat nobody up because I feel like I know more than you. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I just want to show in my way, in my own Ben Miles way, what I've learned, what I feel like I need to do here on this earth, what I feel like I need to do to contribute to life moving forward. And that's how I feel about it. Next point I wrote. Next point. If, you know, and I want to say this also. I'll talk about it later. But to go back to culture, I also wrote this point. I said, step back from what you think culture is today. I literally, and this was months ago, but I was talking to my bot gang. Shout out to them boys. About what I feel like you have to do to really reach the heights that you want to be at. And you know what I'm saying? You have all these people and all these things that you so-called look up to that you want to do and that you want to achieve. You want to be at this event. You want to shake this person's hand. But you have to detach yourself from all those things. Detach yourself. Detach all the adoration you feel like you'll get from achieving, from seeing that person, from meeting these people, from collaborating with these people. You have to detach all of that because that limits you and what you can bring to the table. If you're looking up to them in this manner, they haven't done anything that you can't do. And so it's like to contribute in the way that you want to, you got to detach from that. You have to. I wrote it just like this. I said, you must detach from the things you hold the highest to recreate or to contribute to them in your way. Does that make sense? I want to explain it better. For example, I am a person that I really enjoy visual arts. I enjoy all visual arts. I love people that can really edit videos and clips. I love seeing raw art, abstract art, contemporary art. I love clothing. I love how t-shirts and graphics fit. I love style. I love fashion. You know what I'm saying? Just all of that. I love all of that. And there are certain people within that industry that I admire and I respect because of the things that they have contributed and, you know, in their way to contribute and morph the industry. Quote unquote, we can say throw out Pharrell out there, Virgil Abloh, Kanye himself, Reginald Sylvester, Tyler the Creator, ASAP Reed. It's all right, the list can go on and on. But it's like if I'm, you know, I throw out Travis Scott too, it's my boy. But if I am trying to achieve something and I'm trying to, you know, be highly respected and be, quote unquote, on that level, I can't be holding them up on a pedestal like, oh, I will never be them. Oh, they have something in them that I, quote unquote, don't have. No, you can't think that way. I have to know that I have exactly what they have and I can do it better. That's how you have to think if you want to recreate or contribute to whatever your industry is in that way. Next point. I feel like I got it off good that time. And this, I went into kind of a soliloquy here, just kind of journal mode and kind of summing up how I felt about everything that he said. So just listen to me carefully to what I'm saying. Long bullet point right here. I said, I will always love and appreciate Kanye West for his interviews, his music, and his reassuring, motivating words through song and speech. But at this point, I will have to agree to disagree with the Christ mantra he has chosen to take on. And when I say agree to disagree, it's not that I'm saying that he's wrong. By no means am I saying that. I just know where I stand now and everything that I have learned. I can no longer go back up under a certain religion and feel like I can achieve my highest potential. And I'm also going to give a second thought to how to why I feel like he chose to go back to Christianity. All right. Let me continue. I said, something about it just simply does not resonate with me. And when I hear him speak, and I'm being real about it, and he be on stage, and he been in New Birth, and he been at Howard, and he says real things sometimes. He does. But the things that he says, like that quote from the Bible or from certain scriptures, it doesn't just resonate with me. I can't explain it. It's just a good thing. I immediately want to close my ears when I hear it. However, I do understand the reason for his new perspective. It would be very close-minded for me to disregard his thoughts simply because he is a Christian now. He may have needed to reconnect with the religion to receive his liberation. That is a big statement I just made right there. Me and my personal journey and my personal life process, life journey, I had to detach from Christianity to feel like I needed. That's something that I feel like I needed to do to achieve what I need to achieve. He's turning over a new leaf. And he says, I feel like I needed to reconnect with Christianity to do what I need to do. I'm not knocking that man for that. If that's what he needed to do to receive his liberation and his spirit and his soul and his mind, I'm happy for him. Do it. Do what you need to do. You know what I mean? It's different strokes for different folks. Y'all got it? So let's not look down on that man. Let's continue. You know, we smart enough to weed out if it's going to turn into a cult. We know that. We smart enough. Give ourselves some power here, some credit. But right now, understand this. Understand this. Please, 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 ma'am. Please, sir. Please, ma'am. Please, sir. And I can't believe I'm about to quote Dr. Umar right now. The church is still one of the most powerful organizations, entities on the planet Earth, period. I don't want to hear nothing else about it. It is, from an economic standpoint to a power standpoint, all of that. Church is still one of the most powerful entities, aspects on planet Earth. Okay? This is one of my reasons why I feel like he chose to go back to this. Kanye is capping off a beautiful, beautiful music career. He came out talking Jesus Walks. He's going out talking Jesus Walks. Now he's saying Jesus is King. You know what I mean? And going back to that woke shit. Everyone who's woke, so quote unquote, you know what I'm saying? They denounce Jesus. He's not real. He never existed. If you go over to Israel, all that shit is made up. All the tombs and all that, they built that for your tourist attractions. Cool, got it. And there is actual evidence explaining where the Christian religion came from. That's a whole different topic. Where they got it from. They got it from us. We know all that by now. But on a very real standpoint, because everyone is into energy now, understanding, you know, about self-love and all that, cool. Jesus is real. The most said name ever in the history of the world, Jesus the Christ. People all across the world celebrate him every Sunday, every Saturday, if you 7 day. And anytime someone speaks that name, it gets energy, it gets power. Every time. So the millions of times that people have cried out, Jesus, 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 save me. Oh, Jesus, I need your help. It has some power. It does. And I'm just crazy enough to believe that Kanye West understands that. And he is trying to unify a people with one of the greatest tools that he feel like exists at this very moment. He didn't say Jesus is God. He said Jesus is King. Yes, Jesus is King. Everybody knows it. Everybody worships his name. All these Christians out here. United States is a Christian country. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. If you live in Georgia right now, you're part of the Bible Belt. It's a church on every corner. Everybody trying to be, you know what I'm saying, put up their church. and contribute to the Christian religion. So yes, Jesus is king. Jesus is real. So I feel like he's trying to use that power, use that mantra to, you know, to create, you know what I'm saying, that oneness, that unification, that team that we need to really take on. If you hadn't researched it any further, he's done linked up with several pastors, Kerwin Lee, right here off Panola, Kerwin B. Lee. My folks real close with Kerwin Lee. They grew up with him. Joel Osteen. I'm not a big fan of him, but hey, he does what he do. He's well known in the Christian religion. And it Pastor Jamal Bryant. My dad is a huge supporter of him. He's over at New Birth now. So he's doing these things, guys. I feel like to really unify and connect, definitely with the black people, to say, hey, we can do something different. And I want to go tie it back in to why I said that church is still one of the most powerful entities. So combining that with Jesus being real, I know on the research side, he not. But in the spiritual, in the energy world, he real. So combine that with the power that, from an economic standpoint, that church has, church register as non-profit organizations. Did y'all know that? Most churches are non-profit organizations. So all that money that they collect every Sunday, millions of dollars every Sunday, that shit does not get taxed. That is straight cash money that the church can opt to use for any venture, anything they seem doable. Understand that. Did y'all capture that? So with that being said, if we, as younger people, I know everyone not going to be Christian, and this is just my crazy thought, because I don't consider myself Christian, but I will be down for the cause if we can get on one accord and say, yo, we going to do this through the church. It's going to help build us up. It's going to give us something that we much, much need resource-wise, you know, health-wise. I'm down for it. I'm always down for it. I'm too open-minded now to be like, oh, Christian this, Christian that. That would be stupid of me. It all be stupid. So think about those two things. From economic standpoint, church is powerful. From an energy, spiritual standpoint, Jesus is king. Combine those two things. This is a different perspective we're looking at right now. Ooh, we still got some hope to do some things. You feel me? But this is my last point here I wanted to make. And this is just on a personal level. As I've said before in that part one, that Kanye West is one of my favorite artists of all time. I feel like he's a musical genius. And it did hurt me to hear him say he will never perform, this is my last bullet point, that he will never perform another rap song ever. The music that carried us and gave us our childhoods, changed our lives, allowed us to dance at our eighth grade parties, to allow us to feel some type of way in the passenger seat in middle school, we riding with our cousins and our aunties and uncles. Can't tell me nothing, right? Stronger, bigger, faster. Like all those songs, you know what I mean? All of that he now calls devil music. And he says, I will never perform that again. That hurt me, you know what I mean? Because I feel like God was still speaking through all those songs, all that music that he made. That's still God. Whether he wants to believe it or not, that's still God, bro. That's God. And my last point I want to make, you know, there is a difference between the church and God. It's hard for us to make that difference and draw that line in our mind. But there's a difference between the church and God. There is. God is a universal force. Universal. There's only one. It's in everybody. You know what I mean? The church only teaches Jesus is king. And that's fine. But for me to ever, you know what I'm saying? You know, for me to ever regain collaboration with the church, I'm going to have to add my 2 cents in it and teach it my way. You know what I mean? And put my spin, my perspective on it. You know what I mean? And it's not by happenstance that we are in this space right now. It's not by happenstance that Kanye West is speaking in this way. There are people out here that are going to be enlightened by what he's saying. People that are going to be touched even still by what he's saying. And, you know, through the Christian mantra that he is representing now. As I said on the part one, my goal is to get my dad in cahoots with Kanye. Because my dad is a minister. And I feel like they can do, you know what I'm saying, some big things with, you know, the goals that my dad has. And, you know, the power and influence and affluence that Kanye West has. You link those two things up and we in business. So, I am just grateful that I can be a part of stirring the pot of conversation for what is about to happen, what is happening, and what has happened in the past. It's much needed. I feel the fact that he's still able to evoke this type of emotion out of us, and at the age of 45 or wherever it is, we're still talking about this man. And the way that we do is something to be said about that. It's powerful. And I just want to be, I personally just want to continue to be a voice along with all of you guys and, you know, help move something, help shake something up. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I feel like we're going to do that. And there is no reason why we can be stopped. Period. That is all I have to say about that. I love you guys and keep pushing. Welcome back, guys. I hope you enjoyed that particular episode. Summing up that part two, I feel like I made a lot of really good points in there, man. It was longer than my previous episodes for sure, but I think I really touched on some things that I've been sitting on for a while. But if you guys are listening on Apple Podcasts, please like and subscribe for me. If you can also, guys, when you find something that, you know, that is said, post it on your Instagram, post it on your Facebook stories. You know, I'm trying to allow this to reach more and more people. Like I said, I'm still looking for co-hosts as well. But I'm going to let you guys continue on your day. Continue to be great. I love you guys. Keep pushing.